smoke.
Boy, Trey, forever, baby.
Brian Major,
Rector 70
times
7. And it's your boy, Artist.
Figure out Tasia's name.
Your name is Sam.
If you're a spook, won't have to back in your business podcast.
Aaron, the gap too deep.
Are you Milan?
We are Milan.
It's your girl, Flamey G.
But it's Auntie T again.
Ebony, aka Ebony with an I. I'm from the Big
Head
Radio Show, and I'm
with the King Teeth Network,
It's the King Teeth Network. We back here live. Shout out Rose Camp, man. Hardest in the city. You already know what the fuck going on. We really appreciate you over here for real, man. You really definitely put on for the city. You talk that shit. Talk that shit that we fuck with. And you're a real genuine motherfucker, man. We really appreciate that shit. So we got, man, the new signee to the camp. We got a lot boy in the building. What's good, man?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. And you got your brother with you?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell your name and where they can find you real quick.
That up, man. Up the way.
Yeah, sure, that way. You can find him up the way. That part. Now, yeah, lot boy, man, thank you for being here.
Appreciate it, man.
Where do I want to start, man? You just dropped this banger with Rose, man. Let's start there, man. What made y'all put that one out and drop the video?
Man, for real. We made that song at like 4 a.m.
Real shit? That's when he make his best ones?
Yeah, we was like, we was just in that bitch recording for real. And he had that beat, put that bitch on, got to talking his shit. You know, he be talking his shit, he get to talking his shit. I get on that bitch and I'm so high, I really ain't hear the beat or the song for real. I just know I'm rapping, so he didn't know I locked this bitch hard. Now he keep telling me this bitch hard. And then he done just, For real, randomly just shot the video, called my shit. And
real shit.
Hell yeah, we just shot that bitch like that on some fast shit too.
Now, what's it called and where can they find it?
It's called Bus Shit. You can find it under my name, Lot Boy, or Rose Camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can find it on either page.
Yeah, sure. And on YouTube.
Go run them videos up.
Yeah, sir. Both YouTubes, right? Both YouTubes?
Yeah, both YouTubes.
Both YouTubes. It's on, I think his new project.
Yeah,
camp. I think it's on camp.
It's on camp. Yeah.
Y'all go check that out, boss. That shit definitely go hard. One of them ones, definitely the banger of the winter for sure so far for sure.
Appreciate that.
Going back, you told me a little earlier that you had started rapping about 2 years ago. What made you kind of start rapping?
Shit, I always had like a little flow.
Okay.
I should say though, like I always had a little flow before I went in type shit. So.
Yeah.
And I'm with the jail for real, like, I was locked up with bro and shit. Like,
real shit?
Yeah, hell yeah. We was locked up together and shit. We would be rapping and shit to each other. Then one day we just in the hole and shit. And he tell me to rap some shit out the dough. I didn't rap it. And you feel me? They fucking with my shit. So,
really?
Hell yeah. So I just started writing that bitch for real. Like, then I come home and shit. And bro in his position, you feel me?
Yeah.
I told you, I've been knowing bro and shit. Like, and like I told you, my homie was putting the bug in his ear and shit. So.
So as Rose was blowing, you was kind of incarcerated,
I was locked up. Yeah, hell yeah.
But was figuring yourself out as a rapper. Like, bro, kind of spitting
time, for real,
in that
I
bitch.
Wasn't really thinking rapper for real. I'm on some jail time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on some jail shit, so I wasn't really thinking about that rap shit for real. I'm thinking, like, just getting out.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, I was just trying to get out at that point.
So how many years did you have to do?
I did 4 years.
And throughout those 4 years, man, like, what did you learn the most?
For real, that shit helped me grow a lot, like mentally for real. Made me think before I did anything.
Yeah.
So now I ain't just ready to crash for real because I know the consequences behind sitting in that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Not having the support, or even if you do got the support, it's just the time away from your people and shit. Like, hell yeah, there ain't no place a motherfucker, any gangster, anybody just want to be, I ain't gonna lie.
Real shit, real shit.
That ain't the spot.
So growing, developing yourself as an artist, man, when did you start taking yourself serious? Was it after the time you spit out there and you started rapping for real, or was it when you got out?
Even when I started rapping at first, I dropped some shit, like a project and shit, and it had a couple songs on that bitch that bro was fucking with Rose and shit, you feel me? And a couple other homies, you feel me? They was fucking with that shit.
Real shit.
I still wasn't seeing it for real.
Mm.
Like, Rose, bro, be on my ass for real about that shit. Like,
real shit.
Get on that shit, bro. Like, so, yeah. Once, what the fuck? Once Yeah, like the fourth time he hopped on my ass and told me, like, yeah, do that shit. Then I just started seeing it myself and seeing, like, how organic my fans was and shit. Like, yeah, I started fucking with that shit.
Real shit. So have you ever been able to do shows yet?
Yeah, I done did a couple shows with bruh, for real, and I done got booked a couple times.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, I done slowed down, for real.
Speak on the experience, a couple of those shows. One without Rose and one with.
Shit. With bruh, all right, it's a time, bruh, like it was on my ass. he talking about I was like way too timid to rap type shit, like, because the crowd, I guess it was the crowd or whatever the case may be, but I don't know, just that time, though, particularly, though, that shit was funny as fuck to me. Because I'm like, damn, I won in, you feel me? I ain't paying no attention, but him, you feel me, really being on his shit, you feel me? He like, no, you got to be into this shit, talking to the crowd and shit, like, yeah, I wasn't really on that, for real, but now I'm like, yeah, I be on that shit. And just without him though, it's just like, yeah, that it's just the experience though, for real, something different.
Learning.
Hell yeah. On your seeing own. Motherfuckers genuinely fuck with my shit. Dapping me up at the end of that shit, all type of shit. Like that shit different.
Real shit.
Make a nigga keep rapping for sure.
Facts.
Oh, hi. You must be Joe. Joe Pitts, right?
Yeah, that's me.
What's this? So I'm gonna be in Miami for a whole week, so I figured I can make some money here while I'm gone.
By turning your crib into a dewdrop egg?
Better hope you didn't make a spare house key.
Hey, babe.
Joe, what are you still doing here? What did you do to my house?
You like what I did with the place?
Joe had already printed off the contract, right? I know. Now, somehow he wrote that he's a long-term tenant and not short-term.
Like a roommate?
Good morning, Riley.
You're gonna have to go down to the courthouse and file an eviction.
What about my home? What about my things? How am I supposed to sleep with a strange man in my house?
We've looked into Joe Pitts. He has no criminal record, not even a traffic ticket.
You so need to go shopping, babe.
So he's harmless.
See how easily accidents can happen?
Facts. So you said you got a project coming, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So what is kind of your process of doing a project?
For real, I just get in that bitch and flow for real. Like right now, I'm more like, I'm getting into like this melodic shit for real. Like, so
okay.
I be on my drill shit for real now. You feel me? That little wave.
Absolutely.
Feel me? But I be on some artist shit. I'm trying to develop my artist skills for
real shit.
And become like an artist type shit, so.
Okay, that's real. Cause that matters and that takes time.
Yeah.
Like really caring about that shit.
And
like
making
how
like
shit
real
sound.
Songs and shit. Like,
with subject matters.
That's
and
the goal, like right now.
Okay, so 2024, you really in the studio then?
Yeah. All this year, I really been in the studio for real.
Really?
Yeah.
Real shit.
I've been in the studio a lot this year. I got so many songs that I ain't released. Let nobody hear nothing. They just put up in the lab.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just stacking them just for the time. Like, I just know the time gonna come and I'm gonna have that shit.
Yeah. Now, progression in your flow and your confidence. How has being in the studio this year kind of helped your confidence?
Man, it made me find my voice for sure.
There you go. I fuck with
it
that.
It made me find my voice. Like, at first, like when I first came home, I was still like jail rapping in a way. So.
It wasn't
really like, it was more hard, like, it ain't had that type swag or sauce shit, so, yeah, like, that shit, I done found my little swag in that
bitch. Real shit. So, you, man, the camp, man, like, y'all growing. So, being the first signee, how does it feel to have somebody who is one of the biggest artists really care about what you got going on?
Shit. I'm with bro the long way, for sure. Like, I fuck with bro. That's the homie, like. And, you know, I appreciate that shit, bro. Just taking this time to, you feel me? He ain't really got to be fucking with a nigga, you feel me? Like, even though we grew up and know each other and still see each other, but he ain't got to be reaching his hand out. How he be reaching his hand out, I appreciate that shit for sure. Because, you feel me, sometimes it ain't what you know, it's who you know to get you in.
Come on.
And shit, you feel
Come
me?
On. You got to respect it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So that's dope, man. Do you see him signing more artists? Do you see it being a whole campaign with a lot of people, or do you see it being more like you, him, maybe two others, kind of, and y'all just ride it out.
Shit. Hopefully a motherfucker will fall in line. I don't know, though. You know this shit.
Yeah.
Shit be so tricky. I don't know.
Real shit. Okay. Outside of Boss Shit, what else is out? Because you got a project. What other songs you got out that they should listen to that's going to get to know you?
I got a mixtape that dropped, mm-hmm. Forever Streets 2. I got Forever Streets 1 out. And I just dropped a single. My latest single is Tables Turn.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all should go tap in on that for sure. Run them up, run them views up for sure.
So Tables Turn, talk to us about that one. What made you do that one?
Tables Turn, see, that was that like melodic style flow that,
that
I was telling
that
you about.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like my first time dropping some shit like that.
Real shit?
Yeah, and instead of just dropping the song, I put a visual with it. So just to see, like, and a lot of motherfuckers fucked with it for sure. Like,
yeah.
So motherfuckers be in my DM asking me like to do more melodic shit.
Was you nervous? Dropping some different shit?
At first, that's why I don't be dropping it. That's why I don't be dropping this shit for real. But now it's just like, fuck it, because they know me as a rapper now. Like, so it's like, fuck it, I got to let them hear that a nigga really rapping and shit.
Right. And I do it differently, too.
Yeah, differently, like versatile for sure.
Real shit. So where do you see yourself as an artist in 5, 10 years?
Shit, 5, 10 years, we should be living good.
Yeah. That
we
part.
Rich. We should be, man, remembering times like this, everything.
For real, the grind.
The grind, for sure. That's one, that's the most important part, the grind. Yeah. And the process it took, for real. And the obstacles and all the shit that was holding nigga back from this shit.
Man, real shit. So, growing up, right? How was it for you growing up?
Shit. I'm from Park Place and shit.
Real
a
shit?
Lot. You mm-hmm. feel me? On the boulevard, we was thugging.
Yeah.
Like any other ghetto. You
Come
feel
on
me? That's
now.
How I know bro. You feel me? Like he was thugging in my ghetto and shit. So, you know, I was thugging in this ghetto, shit like that. You feel me? So, his homies tied with my homies. So, that's how it really is for real. So, any other ghetto or the one type shit.
Yeah.
So.
What, for you, what did you take to the most? Was it hustling? Was it thugging? Was it just being out with the guy, like what was for you like, nah, that's what I, cause you know, when you
with
get
the
out there, you just like, that's my shit. I don't know why, but I just like, you know what I'm saying? Run up on the niggas
sure.
on.
With the guys.
With the guys, okay.
Yeah, times with the guys for sure.
So the times, can you give us one of the times, like one of those good times? Cause you know that shit, it go with the good and the bad. You tell one of the good times, man, like just being with the guys, just the young days.
The young days.
Before the shit got real.
Before shit got wicked and shit.
Yeah.
I just remember them times being in the hallway posted, we smoking Reggie.
Come on now, Big Reg, come on.
Hella mid, playing beats. RIP my homie Tez, he'd be J-Rap. Like times like that though, like.
Mm-hmm.
Before motherfuckers was even into shit we into now. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was good times for sure.
Now, did you ever feel like there was a moment for you that the streets overtook you?
Hell yeah, and I went to prison.
So that you feel like that was the time it caught up with you?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah. That was like karma. 4 years, first case. That
really?
Hell yeah.
First case?
Hell yeah. Charged as an adult. So it was like, hell yeah, I was salty as fuck.
Really? So, man. Damn, charged as an adult. So that means you said karma, but that means you was getting to it for a while.
Yeah, because a motherfucker been outside for a long
time.
I ain't going to lie. Motherfucker been outside. So it's just like, damn.
Yeah.
I done made it through all my teens, escaping this shit. Some motherfucker turned 18. It was like.
Really?
The shackles was right there for my ass. I was salty as fuck.
So your first time being an adult is going to prison, basically. So when you get out, you kind of figuring out how to be an adult now.
Basically.
Okay. Basically. Real shit. Real
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
So you kind of had to learn to be an adult at 18 when you go to prison.
Facts.
What was that transition like? Like, was it harder for you? Did you have getting a lot of fights? Was it like, was it just like you just was watching a lot? What was that type of time?
Nah, my mentality, I just didn't give a fuck.
Like,
I wouldn't live without a give a fuck mentality for real.
Oh, you 18?
Yeah, not to the rules, but just to the niggas, period. Just whatever, you feel me? Come with this shit, I'm just with it. I'm
okay.
Just ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I was ready for that shit.
Real shit. Because some people don't be.
Yeah, type shit.
They don't
be.
Be
timid and
be.
All scared and all your shit getting took. Hey.
Cookies getting taken.
Long like... niggas every month. That shit going on.
Y'all know the stories, but man, you made it through that. And the fact that you made it through it at 18 and didn't go right back is crazy because they predict you back in 6 months.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Coming fresh out of 18 and you 20, man, you don't know nothing else. Come on. You getting you right back. But you didn't. And you looking forward to something new, man. For you, do you have kids?
Yeah, I got a daughter, yep.
How is it being a father? How is it balancing that?
Shit, coming from like the situation I was just in and being in the real world, like that's a good ass like feeling for real.
Wow, real
like,
shit.
My daughter is like one of the best things that happened to me in my life.
Come on now, good father. Come on now. That's what I love to hear.
For sure.
That's important, man, because that's something to live for. Yeah, that's something not
that's
to go
that's
back.
That's why I strive. You feel that?
Yep.
Why I give a motherfucker this extra boost to try and do this shit.
Real shit, man.
Better situations and shit.
That part. Now, dealing with the streets and putting it in the music, and you see the thug cases and the Ricos and all this bullshit going on with do you ever feel weary about what you rap? Or do you feel like it's authentic, but I know how to do it right?
Yeah, it's about, for sure.
Because it's an art.
Yeah, it's art, but for sure it's bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You should, me, well, for all artists, I'm just going to
talk gonna about
speak,
that
you
shit.
You feel me? A motherfucker shouldn't just be telling the complete truth and that shit.
Talk your shit, because that's real. You going to jail. Like,
yeah, you
if you really thugging, like, come on.
You get wrapped up for sure.
That shit
can't
really happens.
About yourself and shit, but you feel me? It just be, you know?
Yeah.
Some shit, you feel me? I guess motherfuckers got to get off their chest. I guess. Speak to a nigga real quick.
Real shit. But, man, I really like what you got going on. I like what you and Camp got going on. Man, y'all keep sticking together. Keep vibing. Keep putting out hits. You know what I'm saying? Keep testing the market. See what they looking for from you for sure. Becoming that full artist, man. And, man, what I really want to leave you, man, take that time. Like, be willing to be okay with it taking a couple years. Like, you know what I'm saying? That nigga Benny, I use him as an example a lot. Like, that nigga was 38 when he really got popping. Like, he had to do his whole 20s in jail, basically. Like, shit happens. But that don't mean your dreams ain't still your dreams and can come true. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just celebrated 50 years of hip-hop. Like, we just got here, nigga. Like, we gonna be here. So we support you, man. The last thing we do here is called Get It Off Your Chest. And it's basically just the chance before we see you again just to get off to your fans, supporters, the haters, whoever you need to talk to, and just get that shit off your chest so you ain't holding that on and just you can strive and thrive forever, man.
I ain't got shit to get off my chest. They know what the fuck going on, but tap into that music, man.
Yes, sir.
I got new shit on the way in 2024.
Yes, sir.
I'm on their ass.
Tell me where they can find you one more time.
Shit. _ Lotboy J to Instagram. Lotboy J. LOTBOYYJAYY. YouTube and everything. Find all music on every platform.
That part. It's the King TV Network. We out of here, man. Peace.
Can somebody just tell me what the hell is happening?
We don't know. We're all just waking up.
Is there anything you know? Like, do you remember anything?
I think I was kidnapped.
Where is Locke? Locke? Oh, you mean my husband?
Hold up, hold up. You better stop right there before you say some shit you're gonna regret.
Regret?
She getting real.